Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Just in time for Renee Spearman with Good Morning. I'm the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
Oh,
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. And I'm honored to have this woman of God, this anointed woman of God. Let me say that first. She is just, for lack of better terms, tearing it up in the gospel music industry. I'm talking about the one and only Renee Spearman. Welcome to Real Gospel, Renee.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me today. I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're a hard person to nail down. I mean, God's been good lately, huh?
Yes, God has been wonderful.
He's good all the time, but he's been good lately. So yeah, yeah, we like it when he's been good to us. Like, we can personalize it. Like Janet Jackson is not the only person who can say, "What have you done for me lately?" We can testify and say that God has been doing great things for us lately. Because I've been following the success of your latest single, Good Morning, and I love the song. I love the spirit of the song. I love how you're promoting it. I love what God is doing with it. I love what I see God doing with you. So for those, you're welcome. For those who do not know who Renee Spearman is, talk to us, walk us through a quick synopsis of, you know, where you grew up and how you first got into church and how you first got started. Who is Renee Spearman?
Okay, I'm Renee Spearman. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I was actually born in Linwood, California, and then my family, we actually moved to New York when I was a little girl, and then we moved back to California, and my dad, who is a pastor, got us back to California, and we just started working in the church with the youth and in the Sunshine Band. Of course, when you hear Sunshine Band, and Church of God in Christ.
I'm about to say Kojic, and, Kojic, baby, yeah. Triad, yeah. AIM, yeah.
Yes, and so my dad was a Church of God in Christ pastor, so he just, my dad played the organ, my whole family was musically inclined. My mom sang, my sister sang. So we just always was in church, grew up in church. And my dad actually discovered the gift of singing in me in a choir rehearsal. He was on the organ and telling me, Renee, I know you can teach this song. He was having problems teaching parts. And I just heard him, and then I just started teaching. And he just kept continuing to use me. Then I started the group, and I got into community choir, and it just kind of built on from there. So I've been in church all of my life and around musical family and just doing what God has called me to do.
Amen. Just in church, yeah. Your whole church baby and PK. And I mean, wow, wow, wow. So you have a lot of insight on a lot of things. So walk us through the process of how you go from helping out dad, and then now we hear you all over the world with your music. How's that happen?
Well, like I said, I was involved in my church choir very much, always having musicals and different concerts for the church. And then I was involved in a community choir. And in the community choir that I was involved with, I would write songs. And that's how I started to write songs. And so I just wanted to just like write songs for different artists to sing them. And then one of my cousins, his name is Roman Johnson, he actually played for Stevie Wonder. He was saying to me, Renee, why don't you do your own thing? Like, I know you want to write for other people. I know you want other artists to sing your song, but why don't you do your own thing? So I started a community choir myself, and that's how I actually got started. And actually, Mary, Mary, Erica, and Tina were in my choir on my first project, Erica and Tina. Tina led a song. Also, Holly Carter, the founder of the Preachers of L.A., she was on the choir because we have, like, a lot of gifted people in L.A. And so it just kind of grew on from there. And then I did another project with a young man named Prez Blackman. And then the last project that I put out, I did it. God just led me to just go on my own and just do what he's called me to do and do it the way he's called me to do it. So God has just been blessing me ever since. And I just thank God for him giving me the knowledge and the wisdom to do what he has called me to do and to be obedient to his word.
So is it safe to say that you're an independent artist?
I'm an independent artist with an independent distributor, which is JDI Records.
Yeah.
And JDI Records, James Roberson, he's distributed through Sony. So
Bishop Roberson?
JDI.
Huh? Is that Bishop Robertson?
Oh, no. That's Professor Robertson.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's another Bishop, Pastor Robertson.
Gotcha.
But this is James Robertson of JDI Records.
Gotcha.
And,
I think I should be familiar
with him. He's distributed through Sony, so I work with JDI Records along with Sony.
Amen. Yeah. So, what's it been like? I mean, you know, you've gotten a lot of exposure and just doing tremendous things. I follow you on Facebook. I see your posts all the time, and I saw you following your husband out there changing a tire one time and all that stuff. And I mean, yeah, see, we see you. So yeah, I see you.
And I thank God. Yeah. And what I love about Facebook, a lot of people use it for the wrong reasons, but I try to use it for the right reasons, just to promote God and to promote what He's doing in my life, what He's doing in my husband's life. And it's a good tool. I meet a lot of people through Facebook. You know, once I basically met you, you know, I knew you as
that's right,
working for the radio station, but you keep up. I found out you were in the Church of God in Christ as well because of Facebook. And it's like, it's just a blessing for everybody to communicate, and you can let people know what you're doing out there as far as your music and your songs. A lot of radio announcers and program directors, I've never met them personally, but because of Facebook, you can follow what they're doing. And you communicate that way, and you build a relationship. And I think a lot of times, artists, they use a record company. They expect the record company to do everything for them. But a lot of times, you have to do things for yourself. And my pastor the other week was talking about partnering with Jesus. Like, He's going to do His job, but we also have to do our job as well, and don't depend on everybody else to do our job for us. So I just believe that we can get a lot done, get a lot of work accomplished with Facebook and social media and talking to other people, and don't expect a record company to do everything for you, because this day and time, that's not going to happen.
Amen. And so you can find out more about that particular conversation at the next workshop at the next a Triad conference, and Renee Spearman will be there giving a class on record label 101. See, I just spoke that over you. See how we doing, Kojic? I'm just teasing you. But that sounds like a class to me. I'm just saying. Maybe y'all can squeeze it in. You know, everybody in the choir and everybody in the praise team who has a great voice, you know, in the back of their mind, they're thinking, you know, I wonder if I have what it takes to cut, to cut a demo or something like that. So there it is, you know. who penned Good Morning? What's the inspiration behind that?
Actually, Good Morning came to me in a dream. I was asleep, and the song came to me in a dream. I dreamt that I was in a room with a group of singers, and we was just rocking back and forth, actually singing the song. So I got up in the middle of the night and recorded it, what I heard on my phone. And then as time went on, and just different things that went on in my life, losing my mom and my dad passed away. My dad passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
In February of this year.
Wow.
And so it just made me just say, good morning, you made it. You know, you've gone through the storm of life. You've gone through a lot, but you still have a purpose on this earth. My dad's and my mom's purpose on this earth was completed, but my purpose is not. So that's what continues to have me just going every day, to get up every day and say, I can make it through this day. I can make it through life. I can make it through this storm. So that's where the song came from.
Amen. Well, what more can we expect from your project? If that's the beginning of it, then I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of personal testifying and a lot of praise and going. You know how we do. I can just imagine because you understand the musical aspect of it, because you've been in music your entire life. So I expect nothing less than a lot of hands-on from you.
Yes. The great thing about being an independent artist with an independent label, it's like you can actually, you're not bound by the industry telling you do this, do that. You can do what God has actually called you to do, and that's what I love about JDI Records. He actually allows me to be who I am and to do what God has called me to do. So we're finishing up the record as we speak, and we're just working with different producers and different writers and a lot of people, one in particular that I'm working with that did a song with me is Kenneth Crouch. He's a nephew to Pastor Andre Crouch, the late Andre Crouch.
Yeah.
And when you hear his playing and his music, you can hear Andre Crouch all in him or whatever. So I actually feel like I'm working with Andre Crouch through him. And so it's just a blessing that God will allow you to work with different people and different producers. And it's just a wonderful experience.
Amen, amen. How are you being received within the Kojic community in terms of your music? Are doors opening up? Are you getting the opportunity? Are you getting a platform, I guess, as we say? Are they extending the platform for you to come and minister?
Yes. It's been a blessing because, like I said, even with my dad being a pastor in Los Angeles and just throughout the country, a lot of people know who I am, of course, with my music, and just even in the city because of my dad and the legacy that he left. So it allows me the opportunity. Right now, I'm still really grieving regarding losing my father. So I'm, kind of keeping calm in a lot of things that I do. But the opportunity is there, and God is just opening up many doors, and he's just seeing if, are you going to be obedient to what I tell you to do? And I just thank God for the opportunities that he's given me day after day. And like I said, a lot of times it's hard to work with certain people because of who they are, and they may not have time for you, but I just thank God for allowing the door to be open so that anybody that I ask, can you work with me on this? Can we do this song together? I really haven't had any rejection, and I just thank God for that.
Amen. What advice can you, what more advice, farther advice, further advice can you give individuals listening right now? Maybe they're on the praise team, maybe they're in the choir, they're leading praise and worship or something like that, and they have aspirations of being an artist one day. What advice can you give them from your trials and tribulations?
To do what God has called you to do. I've always been one that have been in the background where I really didn't want to do all of that. Like, I was fine just being in the church. I have had every position as far as music is concerned. I've been, and still am, a praise and worship leader. I'm in the choir. I direct the choir. Those are the things that I do on a weekly basis when I'm not working, on my own music. And so if you know that God has called you to do it, I'm one of the ones that was in the church that was doing all the things that you're saying, praise and worship, choir directing. That's what I did all of my life. And God actually called me and told me to do it on my own. So you just have to be obedient, and he'll give you the resources. He'll give you, and you may not have $100,000 to record a record, $50,000. If you got $2,000, he will bless that, and he'll increase that, and he'll allow you to get things done when he has called you to do it. But you can't wait. You can't wait, oh, I'll do it in 5 years. When God calls you to do something, you have to do it, because if you don't, of course, he's not lacking people, so someone else will do it.
Amen. You're right about that. He's not lacking people. You can believe that. You're right. It's nothing like, I'm not even going to go there. We know. Step up or move out the way. Yeah. So, Renee Spearman, it's been a pleasure and honor having you on Real Gospel. Tell the listeners where they can get more information about you and your music and social media. They can follow you and watch you talk about your music and watch you boast about your husband and all the stuff that you give a shout out to your husband real quick.
My husband is pastor. He's also a pastor. He was pastor in the church in Sacramento, so he'll be pastoring again soon. But his name is Pastor Daryl Scott, and I love him very much. We've only been married for almost 6 months.
Congratulations.
And he's been a blessing in my life, and I just thank God for him and for his ministry. And it's very wonderful to have a husband that supports me. And he's one that if he feels like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do musically, he pushes me to do it. He don't try to stop me from doing it, or you're doing too much. He's one of those kind of husbands. You need to get busy. You need to finish your song. You need to finish working on your album. He's that kind of man. So I just thank God for bringing him and putting him in my life. And I'm going to continue to lift him up.
Amen. Amen. Listen, that's
also,
right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Also, you can follow me on all the social media. Facebook, I'm always on Facebook every day. Instagram, Twitter, all the social media outlets. You can just pull up Renee Spearman and you can find me, because I'm always talking about what I'm doing and what's going on in my life.
Amen. Amen. The one and only, ladies and gentlemen, Renee Spearman. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having me on Real Gospel.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.